Hi guys, welcome. This is Günther Fellinger from Pax Europiana. It's the number 400. I will continue here Pax Europiana, but there is a certain relaunch which I do here at the end of 2025. And it's Günther Fellinger's podcast, basically. I also have an online shop, which is also kind of interesting. And that's, of course, I think something you might be interested in, also to buy some things of me. That's Günther Fellinger podcast. Yeah, Günther with H, Fechlinger podcast all in one. And this is really the shop where I will sell all my things which are connected to me and also to NATO enlargement, to ex-BRICS, ex-Russia, ex-India, ex-Nigeria, and all the campaigns which I support. Of course, the victory of Ukraine, the integration and recognition of Kosovo. And so we have a lot to celebrate here on this website shop. I repeat, it's Günther Fellinger podcast. I will also continue, obviously, my campaign. I'm actually now in a kind of very intensive phase of my campaigning here for Austrian NATO membership, but also for global issues, which I like very much. Yeah? And I have here now, for example, reached something for Biafra, quite a lot of efforts and the freedom of the Russian republics. And I have now today 94, that's a big record for me. I have 94,635 followers. Yeah. This is really 94. My best friend, Matthias Strolz, who is the most famous, I think, of all the my generation, he is 96, and I will overtake him hopefully this week. And it means a lot for me. I'm really very happy with that one. And please follow me on X. It's Günther without H, Fechlinger with a H. Günther Fechlinger. That would be wonderful if you can follow me. And also on the YouTube, if I make a little bit of a checkup here now, I have here this this YouTube page, which many of you know who follow me also on that one. It's of course now no less, and that's really also for me very surprising. Are you here? You hear twice? You hear me twice? But it's 6,500 on the podcast. It's also an enormous number, and I'm really very happy that there is a big interest in my Fellinger doctrine. That's of course the big bad states will be small good states. In a short version, our enemies will be dismantled, our friends more united. And therefore, I call also for Korean unity. I call for the dismantlement of our main enemies, Syria, Iran, India, China, and of course Russia. First of all, Russia, it's the heart of the evil empire. And I want to dismantle it, and all of you know that, of course, and I do this campaign now since the war started intensively since 2023, and I'm very active in all these things. Yeah. So I campaign continuously on Austria to join NATO, and also on Malta to join NATO, Ireland to join NATO. They've just elected a terrible socialist person. It's really very disastrous, and I'm also doing that now on TikTok. That's also one of the platforms, but I lost my account, so I hope I can recover it, and that will be a very good platform as well. And also on all the other normal accounts where I campaign, from Substack, I have Substack, Günther Fellinger, the YouTube, and also the normal Facebook account. But also here on the platform, on my 400 podcasts, which I have now launched. I will also continue to do the audio podcast here on English, but most of my podcasts, which I do in the podcast studio in Austria, I will do in German language with translated subtitles. That will be also very good. I had the honor to interview Ben Segenreich, a famous Austrian-Israeli journalist, on the situation in Israel, and I will continue to do exactly that, and I will be active as a podcaster in Austria, but continue to have a global reach. This week I focus very much on African hostile states who must be axed. Somaliland is ready for independence. I endorse that. And also Biafra, very much I endorse that Biafra. I will talk about it a lot in the coming weeks. And I will also be very active with Khalistan emerging out of ex-India. And also on Iran, there is no doubt that is also a country highly necessary to be axed. Now with the new president or old president having announced he will re-enter the nuclear program. And of course, most important, the support for Chechnya and for the independence. And always I attach this with a working plan, how all of this can work, how we can have minimal bloodshed in the dissolution of these failed states and have decent integration in the world institutions, IMF, World Bank, and obviously as well the OECD, to have flat tax 10%, to have a Euro-pegged currency, and to have EU regulatory standards, a free trade agreement, membership in the OECD and the OECD, and all these things are so important to have the right framework for stability, security, for the dismantlement process of our enemies. And obviously also to call for unity. Since I've launched this podcast, we have made a lot of progress, but a lot of things have also not progressed, especially when it comes to weapons for Ukraine, to the recognition status of Kosovo. While there were some recognitions recently from two African states and also from Syria. Okay, I still call for ex-Syria, but nevertheless, this was a good move. And I'm calling as well for more unity, more members in NATO, Austria, Ireland, Malta, Moldova, Ukraine, yes, Armenia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Israel. And that's important. EU enlargement has stalled, unfortunately, but we have to revive it. And all these talks about international on the trade factors, we have done some progress with Indonesia. That was very good. An EU FTA with Indonesia. It was good. And I think there will be more. Now, gradually, the Greens are in a lesser powerful position and we can suddenly conclude free trade agreements and we can suddenly build more energy plants and we can suddenly build more highways. Very good. So, and that's so important and I'm happy. So it's a double agenda in terms of institutional victory, military victory, but also economic victory. That's what I call the victory agenda. We have to focus again on competitiveness, low taxes, currency stability, liberalization, privatization, and all Europacts. I mentioned that already, membership in WTO, in OECD, free trade agreements. Yes, very good. We have to have military victory against Russia, obviously, in Ukraine, and I think we will get there. I'm confident. I'm campaigning already for the Ukraine to adopt the euro and Crimea after the liberation of Crimea, and it will be Budmo. We will win, as the Ukrainians say, and they will win, we will win. It will be our joint victory. And then we have, of course, the situation that we must unite much faster. And here there is some gradual process, which doesn't make me very happy and motivates me again to campaign for all these things with this online shop, with the various tools I have, also a little bit AI powered now. I can produce much more and I'm motivated to do that, especially in drafting. And I also hope that I can do something like a book. That will be also one of my topics in the coming weeks and months. So that's a little bit of an update phase. I will then individually do this podcast and I will also ask you, please subscribe me on YouTube and also here on Apple Podcast, but also please follow me on Twitter and also on LinkedIn and Substack and all the tools we have in order to be active. And if you want to buy something from my merchandise, I'm also very happy. Christmas is coming up and it will be entertaining. It will be funny, it will be also worth having it, and it will entertain me and provide me also the resources to be as active with the agenda for victory and the dismantlement of our enemies as I can be with your support. And for this, I thank you, all the best, and keep in touch. Send me WhatsApp messages, emails, and let's be in touch, and we can work together for victory. Thank you. Bye.